Now, it's going to be the greatest movie ever made. The first small steps to make the world's first motion picture starring the universe are being made today by astronomers. They're meeting in Oxford to discuss the making of a gigantic 3.2 billion pixel camera for the shoot, which will pick out minuscule details and changes in our skies. It involves teams from several universities, including three in Scotland. And Professor Andrew Norton is the project's public outreach coordinator. He joins us now. Thanks very much for joining us. It sounds absolutely massive. I'm thinking that perhaps a 3.2 billion pixel camera is not the sort of thing you can sling around your neck like a tourist.
No, that's right, it's not. I mean, the camera in your phone might have 12 megapixels. This is 3,200 megapixels. And the camera itself is about half a meter across, so it really is enormous.
And where are you going to put it?
Sorry?
Where are you going to put it?
Well, it's going to be on a telescope in the Andes in Chile at about 2,700 metres altitude. The telescope itself is huge. The mirror is over 8 metres across. And it's going to, in each snapshot, it will take an image of the sky that's 40 times the area of the full moon. So what it's going to do is basically just image the entire sky in great detail every 3 nights, and it will just keep doing that again and again for 10 years or more to build up this movie that you mentioned.
So plenty of time to save up for a dinner jacket for the premiere then.
But, well, absolutely. It'll be a while, yes.
The UK has just become officially involved. Indeed, the Scottish universities we alluded to are Glasgow, Edinburgh and St Andrews.
But
Who are the other partners around the world?
Well, it's an American project primarily, but what's happened today is that the UK Science and Technologies Facilities Council, who fund astronomy in the UK, they've bought into the project on behalf of team of about 30 UK universities, including the ones you mentioned in Scotland, and also the UK Astronomy Technology Centre, which is based at the Royal Observatory in Edinburgh. And in fact, I work for the Open University, and we're also a Scottish university because we've got a base in Edinburgh too. So yeah, it's a whole bunch of institutes and universities right across the UK that are involved in this.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me about that, about the Open University in Scotland. Will it actually be a movie we can sit and enjoy in, say, 10 years' time, or is there another purpose for it?
Well, yeah, there's lots of research purposes too. We're going to see deeper and further into the universe than we've ever done before. We're going to be detecting things that are moving, like possibly near-Earth asteroids that might be on the way to impact the Earth. It'll be good to spot those before they get here. And also things that vary, anything that varies in brightness on all sorts of timescales, supernovae and stars that vary and things like that. So there'll be a whole bunch of research really across the whole of astrophysics and cosmology and planetary science that'll be done with this. But there will ultimately, yes, be this movie of each patch of the sky, how it varies with time over 10 years, which is a fantastic prospect to look forward to.
I take it you won't be saving it all up for 10 years, though. Will we be able to see some of the, well, if you like, sneak preview footage?
Absolutely. Data will be released as it goes along, right from the beginning, that's my understanding, because, you know, this is taking, terabytes of data per night. So, you know, it's a vast amount of data to release, and it'll just be output there as it goes along. And we're hoping to put together a lot of projects that the public can get involved with as well, maybe even helping us analyse some of this data, as is done through the Galaxy Zoo project at the moment, where a lot of people get involved online, classifying and analysing astronomical data. There's going to be so much data here. We're going to need a bit of help, I think, probably analysing it all.
I would think so. I mean, you'll get this question about spaceflight as well, I'm sure. What is the point? Who will benefit? Or is it just because we're human and we need to know?
Well, that's certainly part of it. I think the need to know and the desire to get more knowledge about the universe is always there. But there will be practical things as well. I mentioned it will pick up near-Earth asteroids by looking for anything that's moving across the sky. And, you know, if we don't know these asteroids are out there, possibly on the way to come a bit close to the Earth, then we won't be able to do anything about them. So finding those is the first step, and I think that's a very practical use apart from anything else.
Have you decided where the world premiere is going to be? I know you've got 10 years to plan. But
I don't think the planning is quite that far advanced yet, but I'm sure it'll be in all good cinemas.
I hope so. Professor Andrew Norton, the Public Outreach Coordinator, thank you very much indeed.